Welcome to Talos Takes, the quick take podcast where our researchers break down this week's hot topic in cybersecurity for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes Work From Home Edition, with no end in sight to this. Once again, joining me is Nick Biasini, and we are going to talk about crypto miners today.
All right. How's it going? Working from home, lots of fun with crypto miners.
Yeah. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this particular topic is because the value of crypto miners or cryptocurrencies hasn't really been doing so hot over the past couple of months. I would say late 2019, and it's had a little bit of a comeback over the past couple of months. But it just kind of led me to wondering where we're at with crypto miners in 2020. I feel like we wrote a lot about them in like 2018 and early 2019, but I haven't really heard a lot about them since.
Yeah. So when you're talking about crypto mining, you know, malicious crypto mining, if you will, there's kind of two general groups to look at. There's the one group that focuses primarily on using things like mal spam and sending out, you know, malicious documents to try and get people to download some sort of malware, right? That group hasn't been actively using crypto miners for a long time. They kind of came on when the value of cryptocurrencies was super, super high and there was a large amount of revenue to be generated. Now, there's a second group that focuses primarily on more like active exploitation. So this is a group that's kind of constantly scanning for systems on the internet. They either brute force that system, find an vulnerability, exploit it, and drop a payload and move on, right? Those types of adversaries are still using crypto miners. They did a very large retooling effort kind of at the end of 2018, early 2019, and they've kind of never looked back. The thing to realize about this is in a lot of those circumstances, you know, this is all about money, right? It's all about making revenue some way or another. And you have to figure out a way to monetize your activity. Even though crypto mining doesn't produce a huge amount of revenue anymore, it is a very reliable, steady source of income. And for a lot of adversary groups, it's worth it for them to try and get, you know, 5,000 systems mining crypto mining for them as opposed to trying to use some other type of payload.
So for that second group that you just talked about, does this basically mean that it's safe to assume that they're not going to go anywhere since the value of these currencies can fluctuate so much that once these bad actors are in it, in this particular game, that they're not going to shift from that?
I wouldn't necessarily say they're never going to shift. Just realize that it's not an easy task. It's not as something as simple as it is for some adversaries that are, you know, constantly varying their malicious payloads. You know, a lot of this active exploitation work is built, you know, they build these systems to go out and do this in an automated fashion, and having to retool all that is not something that they do often.
And, you know, I feel like when we're reading a lot of the headlines and, you know, each week I'm always keeping tabs on what other publications are writing about, what's in like the national headlines, the things that, you know, the news media is attracting, seems to be attracted to is ransomware. And that's what really gets headlines. That's what gets a lot of people interested. Why is it that, you know, we're not hearing about crypto mining as much?
So in some ways it's because it's not sexy. I hate to say that, but you know, it doesn't drive headlines like a whole bunch of systems being accessible, people losing data, major impacts to businesses. This isn't that type of a payload, right? It's something that doesn't really have a huge impact to users, is relatively low damage compared to other various threats. But the issue is not necessarily around the fact that a crypto miner is being dropped on your network, right? The thing that defenders need to realize is you have an unauthorized user installing unauthorized software on your end system. Yes, you may be lucky today and just have it be a crypto miner, but tomorrow that same user could use the same vulnerability or the same level of access to gain foothold into a system. It could be a big game hunting group that's then going to use that to do a large scale ransomware attack. You need to address the underlying issue that's allowing these miners to be installed on your network.
Yeah, as you said, I think that the general consensus can be sometimes like, oh, well, it's not as bad as ransomware because, you know, if somebody installs a miner, it's just going to sap a little bit of my computing power. But like you said, it's really a sign that worse things could be coming down the pike. And to that end, is there any general defense, you know, does this just kind of get back to the same security essentials that we're always preaching to defend against crypto miners?
Yeah, it's kind of two ways, right? If you're trying to stop the initial infection, then yes, it's the same things that we talk about. If you're trying to identify, you know, there are also users that can install their own crypto miners on corporate assets and mine cryptocurrency as well. There is a fairly decent network-based detection of this type of activity. You can see it a lot of times in clear text on the wire, so it's relatively easy to detect. It depends on what your use case is. If you're trying to prevent the initial infection, then yes, making sure you have defense in depth, security on your endpoint, you're patching, you're using secure passwords, multi-factor authentication, the things that you always hear will help you in that. But if you're looking specifically at crypto mining, looking at system resources, spiking, and unusual network activity are key ways to identify it.
All right. Well, thanks as always for joining me, Nick. Thanks for coming on. And we will be with you next time to talk about something else that's top of mind for us.